I'm guessing that some of you are old enough to remember the television jingle that goes, "Take Somanex tonight and sleep, safe and restful, sleep, sleep, sleep." Of course, the reason for that is because there's those times when we don't sleep. Some are because we've drank too much caffeine. Some are because we've maybe watched a television show before we went to bed that was full of murders or something else, and or a scary movie or something like that. But the truth is, we find ourselves like the saints of the past and the ages, as we'll look at Psalm 4 tonight with David and the ones who were fleeing with him and found it hard to sleep because of difficulties without and turmoil within. In this psalm, it seems that David was not so much concerned with his physical enemies that he faced by day, but instead with the never-ending battles that he endured in his heart and mind throughout the night. Where could he find rest for his soul and find safe and restful sleep as he faced troubles without and turmoil within? The natural choice would have been to self-medicate himself with wine. But thankfully, David chose not just to mask his symptoms, but to find a cure. In his commentary on this psalm, John Calvin tells us that we also hear in this psalm from those who were fleeing with David, finding their own strength insufficient for bearing the hardships which befell them. Exhausted by weariness and grief, they indulged in complaints, as they also desired rest for their souls. So tonight I'm going to have you look with me to Psalm 4, the title that the choir master has given to it is that it is a psalm that is to be sung by God's people through the ages, and so Lord willing, we'll sing it later on this evening. Therefore, at the conclusion of the service, we'll not only sing it, but we want to look for it now. And as we read it, I want you to listen to me, to King David this evening, as he shepherds his human flock, people who were fleeing with him with their lives. I want you to listen to his counsel to his fearful followers. His fearful followers, if you can say that 10 times. Fearful followers, fearful followers. But I count myself at times among those. And we'll not only deal with fearful followers, we'll deal for followers who are fickle. And others too. Faint-hearted. Followers that were full of fury against David. So as we turn to this Psalm 4, tonight, it's one that's helpful for us when we find ourselves swimming. But sometimes we find ourselves swimming in bed through the night. You've done that, haven't you? You end up stuck in the covers because you've tried so many strokes to get comfortable and to have your mind that you get tangled up. And so this psalm is a good one for all of us when we find ourselves frightened and fearful in our own fickleness. So stand together as we read Psalm 4. I'll pray and then we'll read Psalm 4. Father, it's easy for us to think of the Word of God, of the Psalms that you've preserved for us, as the rest of Scripture is long ago and far away. But we thank you that by your Word you have applied it not only to your saints in the past, but you have preserved it for your saints this evening. We pray for ourselves. We find ourselves fickle and frightful and full of fury and faint-hearted. We find ourselves like the saints of old, even this evening. And maybe some of us, these adjectives would describe all of us, and some of us very particularly. And so we ask, Lord, that we would find the rest that your saints have found through the ages, even as they look to you and ultimately to Christ. Give that to us this evening as we hear and read your word. Bless it for the sake of our hearts, that we might grow to be like Christ and glorify you. For we do pray in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 4, the Psalm of David. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned to shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies or idols? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, the first thing that we see in this psalm as David was fleeing with his followers is that he cries out to God amidst his distress. Verse 1, answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Where do you go when you can't sleep? Where do you seek your rest? None of them are sinful in themselves very often. Some might get a glass of wine. That's not sinful in itself. Some of you might get up and read or watch television. That's not sinful in itself. But the last place we often go is to the Lord and seek our rest in Him. But that is where David went. And we find David in the midst of this stress going there. We've heard him speak that way before throughout the psalm. Psalm 130 says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits in his word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. More than the watchman for the morning. Now, I think of that. I usually think of someone who had to stand guard through the night. And I was never in the service. I've never had to do that, to stay awake at my guard post for someone else's life. But I imagine if you ever had to do that and stay awake and others were dependent on you to stay awake, how you couldn't wait for the morning. You couldn't wait for the morning so you could really see if your enemy was out there, but you could really wait for the morning so that you might get some sleep yourself. And David says, man, Lord, if only the morning would finally come, that you would grant me some sleep. And my hope is in you. David does not depend here upon his own strength and ability, but he's faithful and unchanging God who's helped him in his past. He said, Lord, you've done it in the past. I don't doubt that you'll help me now. And we need to speak in the same kind of way to our God. There's nothing wrong with that. Lord, you've helped me in the past. I need help now. Help me. I am needy. And in fact, the Lord rejoices to hear those kind of words from his people. For us to speak that way is our Father. Lord, I am in need. Will you help me? And David said that his hope was not in his own goodness. He's not coming and saying, Lord, I deserve it. I've been such a good guy. He knows that he's not deserving of rest and sleep. But he goes to God because he's his Father and he is his child. And he cries out for beloved sleep and rest. Matthew Henry is careful to note that all of God's hearing and answering our prayer must be described not to our merit, but because our Father is merciful to his children. And so that way we can have hope, right? Because we said, oh, Lord, I deserve some sleep. Oh, man, we'd all be in trouble, wouldn't we? But, Lord, because you're merciful, would you give your child sleep? Now, David's not just having to counsel himself, but he has people who are fleeing with him. Now, the scripture would tell us that some of them, the men, that word is, says nobles. It is some of the one of rank with him. And they were starting to get frustrated. David, enough of this chasing with you. We've gone with you. We've thrown our lot in with you, but look where we're at. You know how people begin to complain. When times are good, you know, yay, David! Times get bad. Fallen David. And much worse, right? So here we find David's counsel to his fearful followers. First, David's counsel is to those who are fickle. One moment they're for him, and one moment they're against him. Psalm 4 and 2. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. And these men, as I said before, the ESV tells us were men of rank. They were the nobles who went with him. They said, enough is enough. We loved our comfortable positions in the past. We're willing to come with you, but there's nothing very comfortable now. They were full of complaints about his decisions, tearing down his reputation in front of all who would give ear. No doubt you've heard of the phrase, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. How many of you know that's a lie? Yeah. Your leg, if you can break, it's going to heal, right? But some of you have heard words from parents or siblings or coworkers or bosses that haunt you, from a child or a spouse that haunt you when you sleep at night. They come back to you, and you have to say, what is true, what God says or what they said? And those words hurt, and they hurt for a long time. But note how David dealt with all these false accusations from these fickle followers. He doesn't fight back, and he didn't start another campaign of slander. Chapter 4, verse 3, look what he does. He says this, but know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself, and the Lord hears me when I call to him. He said, my hope is in the Lord. Yes, you followed me. I can't meet all your needs. It's the Lord is the one we need to look to. And David meekly entrusts himself to the Lord to be his defender. And that's what we need to do when we're being slandered and otherwise. And we want to come back with every other kind of, but you did this and he did that. But David finds his rest in the Lord. And he says, I'm his man and he's my king. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. And that's what we find David doing here for his safety. So first of all, he was dealing with his fickle followers, but now he had to deal with his furious followers, those who were mad. Verse 4, be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Indeed, there were some who were angry. They said, David, we put our lot in with you, but enough is enough. And we find ourselves that way when we just think, enough is enough, Lord. And they weren't to take their vengeance out on David. Deuteronomy chapter 32 tells us that vengeance is mine and I will recompense, says the Lord. So David directs his people what they should do in their anger, and it's in verse 5. He says this, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Well, what are right sacrifices? Remember, we're in the Old Testament, right? So is he saying, I want you to get a lamb, and I want you to get a bull, and oh, by you need a goat, right? He's not saying that. What are the right sacrifices? What did David find out? What did David testify were right sacrifices in his own sin, in his own rebellion? Do you remember? Psalm 51, what right sacrifices are? For you will not delight in sacrifices, or I would give it. You would not be pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. And so those who were furious, David says, fury doesn't help. The anger of man does not produce, does not make, cannot help the righteousness of God. Right? And so he says to his followers, give the right sacrifice here, not your anger, but your humility before God. A contrite and right spirit, a broken spirit, God would not despise. And the third group of followers that David is dealing with, those who are faint-hearted. And that would speak at least of all of us. Yes, some of you I know are fickle at times, and some of I know that, like me, you get full of anger, but often we're just faint-hearted. We give up on our faith. We can't see God. We can't see Him working. We don't understand what He's doing. God, how could you possibly be a sovereign God and have this happen to my family, have this happen to my marriage, having this happen to my health? How could I be your child? How could I be your sheep? How could you shepherd me if this is happening? I can't even see you now. Where are you? And these followers with David have been regularly for years, not just a few months, a few days, for years, fleeing King Saul and his unrighteousness, following David, the righteous one, and yet they're not getting relief. So they're just tired. They're faint-hearted. It's gone on a long time. And we see David's, and their cry, we see it in verse chapter 4, verse 6, the first part. They say this, there are many who will say, who will show us some good? Right? And sometimes we get that like in our own lives, right? Lord, it's enough. Just show me a little bit of good. Just encourage me some here. I need a little bit of a sign or something. Of course, Proverbs tells us, and you've heard it, which David would say to his people, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. And so David does that in the next verses. Do you see it in Psalm 4, verses, the second half of verse 6 and verse 7? Lift up the light of your face upon us, Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they when they have their grain and wine abound. David reminds them that God is the one who gives blessing. And in that, we have the sense of the Aaronic blessing that God gave to Israel. And David's reminding of that from Numbers 6. He said, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you, the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Well, David knew how to speak to his fickle followers, his furious followers, his faint-hearted followers, because David had all those same kind of feelings going on within inside himself. But we find David finally seemingly go and finding rest. And where does he find it? Well, look, it says he got a big jug of wine and just really... No, it didn't say that, did it? Look at verse 8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And as I look at the Psalms, how many times, and as you've read through the Psalms, does David have to do this with his heart? He has to say, the situation is like this. This is the way I feel, but this is what I know. And he had to bring his heart into conformity to God, because he could see the circumstances, they hadn't necessarily changed. And his feelings hadn't necessarily changed, but he said, I'm going to bring myself back and be shepherded by my God, because that's the only place that there is rest, in His precious promises. And I know that He's been faithful in the past, and He'll be faithful in the future. Verse 8, in peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. We saw this morning where David had to look back to God's faithfulness in the past in fighting Goliath. He said, in the past, you've been with me. I fought the bear and I fought the lion. So when I fight this beast, Goliath, you'll be with me. And we have to look back and say, Lord, I remember that when I couldn't see a way out, you were the light in the morning and you came. And when I couldn't sleep then, you were the one who brought me through and you'll bring me through this. So David, who was the shepherd, had wrote the shepherd psalm, right? We know it. And we need to go there as David did. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. And there are many of us who wish the psalm stopped there. The Lord leads me beside quiet waters and green pastures. All right, I love the Lord. But thank God he's given us the rest of the psalm, right? Because he says that when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, when we're in the presence of our enemies, did that happen by mistake or chance? No, the shepherd was leading them with him. And he said, in the midst of them, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Friends, this evening you've heard King David's counsel to his fickle, his furious, and his faint-hearted followers. Might you be one of those tonight? I believe that as God's people, we find ourselves facing those same things. So let me encourage you with words, not from the shepherd Jesus, David, but from your shepherd Jesus. John 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because of his hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. They follow me and I give them eternal life and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I am the Father or one. Fickle, furious, faint-hearted. I know each of those. Thankfully, I haven't known them all at once, but I've known them all. And I rejoice not just in David the shepherd, but in our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. I would encourage you tonight, just as I'm going to end with the Heidelberg Catechism. You've heard it before. Question and answer number one. I think that's a good summary of what this psalm is really talking about this evening, where David found his rest. The question is this: what is your only comfort in life and death? And the answer is that I'm not my own, but I belong body and soul, both in life and death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He's fully paid for all my sins and with his precious blood and has set me free from the power of the devil. And he also preserves me in such a way that without the will of my heavenly Father, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, all things must work together for my salvation. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live for him. Can't sleep tonight? Then listen to the Lord. Take Psalms next tonight and sleep. Safe and restful. Sleep. 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 Let's pray. Our God and Father, we have all found ourselves, at least as adults, in this place. And I must confess that how often you've been the last one that I've turned to. I've looked to food in the refrigerator or something to calm myself on the television or get my mind distracted. But I thank you, like David and the saints before us, that the Psalms offer us what we need as we are turned again to you. We rejoice in your kindness and love that you show us, even in Jesus, in these good and precious promises that where the shepherd David led his people was to you, that you are our good shepherd and you care for and shepherd us. We rejoice that we are your sheep and find rest in your pastures. We thank you that you are leading us tonight, even in the midst of our own fears and fury and faint-heartedness, to the places that are good for your sheep because of our loving shepherd Jesus. Give rest to our souls, even in Christ our Savior. Amen.